From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Anxiety in St. Martin as austerity measures increasingly felt. Haiti and the Dominican Republic seek an international presence to oversee the deportation of Haitian illegal immigrants. And the second trial of O.J. Simpson, the view from America's Black and Caribbean communities. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Biting austerity measures in Dutch St. Martin have sent gas prices there soaring, causing anxiety among bus drivers and the business community. The island's administration has sent a delegation of commissioners to meet with the Antillean Prime Minister Miguel Poirier in Curaçao in an attempt to resolve the crisis. The majority of businesses in Dutch St. Martin were shut down on Monday in protest at three tax measures introduced under an IMF-related austerity program. Under one of these, the price of gasoline went up from 92 cents a gallon to 1 guild of 48 cents. The delegation of commissioners say they have since received assurances that this will be reduced by 12 cents from February 15th. An agreement between Haiti and the Dominican Republic to increase patrols along their border is to be monitored by international organizations, according to the Haitian Foreign Minister Fritz Lonchin. The agreement between the two countries, which share the island of Hispaniola, followed talks between Mr. Lonchin and the Dominican Foreign Minister Eduardo Latorre on the question of the repatriation of Haitian refugees. Haiti charged that the Dominican method of repatriation has been inhumane and indiscriminate. As many as 6,000 people have been deported to Haiti.